Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, hello and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English. I'll tell you, it's cold. I'm back east and we've got lots of ice and snow, but I've been really lucky. I have internet, I have the phones going. I was a little worried about that, but everything held. So I am so excited to be able to get this show going, and I know there have already been a few people that contacted me and asked if the show was still going to go on. Absolutely it is, and here we are. You know, I'm always on the lookout for something unusual, and you guys know that. You know, something that'll create conversation and get you guys excited. So, you know, when I heard about a book that has an original soundtrack, amazing artwork, and live shows, I had to have them here. I mean, you guys are going to love this. There are so many different aspects to this book that we're going to talk about, and it's truly something for everyone. So, you know, this is one of the greatest and most interesting transmedia storytelling projects that I've ever experienced. You know, and I say experience because there are so many levels to it. It engages your mind, your emotions, you know, from the story to the music. It surrounds you with a story landscape, and it feeds your senses, you know, bringing you, you know, down the proverbial rabbit hole and into the world of Gertrude and Grace, the characters from the book by that same title. And here to talk about the novel and the experience of Gertrude and Grace is one of the authors of the book, Tom Libertini. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sheila. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, you know, there's such a montage of storytelling experiences, all very well done. Let's start with the book. And I promise all the listeners that we're going to talk about the music, we're going to talk about the show, we'll talk about the illustrator. There's so many things to get through, and only half an hour. This is going to fly by. But I want to start with what's most important, I think, for our listeners is the story. So tell us what you can about the book, Gertrude and Grace.
Sure. The overall project that led to Gertrude and Grace started quite a few years ago, and it's taken us a lot of time and effort to really put it together just because it's the first fiction book that we've written. So a lot of that slowness I blame on myself because I was very new to the whole genre of steampunk in the Victorian age when I first started that, and I learned about it quite a bit, and it's been an integral part of the book. So it really started out with the notion of trying to look at relationships from a really different viewpoint without giving away too much of the book's context.
Right.
And trying to understand really, you know, if someone truly came in and looked at personal relationships, whatever type that you'd be involved with, you know, how would they view it? Would they look at something and say, you know, listen, this makes complete sense and I understand, or, you know, you need to really explain a lot to me because this just makes no logical sense to me whatsoever. So it's trying to take that black and white view of relationships and try to take almost an alien viewpoint of it.
I was fortunate enough to get an advanced copy, and I also don't want to give too much away because you actually have experiences as you're reading the book. As the reader, you know, there's just so many different, you know, I actually called it a landscape of experiences, and when I talk about this, I tend to go back to that same term because that's really what I think it is. But it, you know, this is a YA. Correct?
Yes, that's correct. It was really developed, you know, to, you know, everyone knows a young child in their life, and so how do you write more like the, I go back to the original, if you're familiar with them, the old Bugs Bunny cartoons where you can let a young nephew or daughter or son watch it because it was very funny at the top level, but underneath there was some really cutting-edge humor there. And so it's got something definitely for the YA group, but it also has four layers of storytelling, and each of them progressively get, I guess, maturity level increases as each one of those levels you progress through them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm definitely not YA. That's all I'm going to say about myself. But I did find it. There were so many layers. It was challenging, and maybe that's not the right word, because people think challenging is difficult, and that's not what it was. But it was, it was something that I really stayed engaged with it. I really did. It's like, okay, I want to make sure I'm picking up all these little nuances, and then I have that first, experience of, oh, okay, I get this. Now, it's also steampunk, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And I think, YA steampunk, like you said, it's kind of layered in there where there's a little something for, different age groups. Because I know YA and steampunk go hand in hand so well. It's, I see a lot of it being done very well. But there are a lot of us who are older that love steampunk. I'm actually getting ready to go to a convention in California in a couple of weeks, and they have a steampunk theme. And I went all out. I mean, I went and bought the outfit. I made my own steampunk gun. It was just, it's a blast. It's fun. Yeah. And if you're not familiar with steampunk, you guys Google it, because I'm telling you, you're going to love it. It's so interesting and fun and unusual and different. So YA steampunk, now it's a trilogy, right? We're going to get a trilogy out of the whole story, right?
Absolutely. We're this first book and first album and first series of shows, and so we're in the planning stages for the next set of those. And what was interesting with your comment on the YA being all ages, I saw this on our Pinterest board for Null Paradox, which is the overall project name for the series of books about Gertrude and Grace. There's a fantastic pin of a father and his 5-year-old daughter in complete steampunk regalia, and he's the robotic monster, and she's kind of leading him by the hand through the corridors of an event. I think it is in California. It's just it's amazing in so many ways.
Yeah, I love that. I do. It does speak to, as part of it is just making people aware of what steampunk is, because I don't think I've ever met anyone that, I've told them what steampunk is and then I showed them what steampunk is and they become a fan of it, because it really does transcend, any age, because there's so much to it. I mean, you say steampunk, but there's different levels of steampunk as well. So kind of something for everyone in a really cool fashion. So now, before we go too far, I just want to let our listeners know, I did open up the live chat session. I do see that there are some people that are listening, so I put the website up, and I'm going to give that out in just a moment. You are welcome to call in 646-200-4071, or the toll-free number is 877-497-5906. And, if you want to call in, if you're a fan, you want to talk about it, you have some questions, definitely give us a call. That's why I love doing live shows, is, you get that excitement of, of somebody calling in and just kind of sharing the moment with us. After the live show, we do post the podcast and an associated blog to readersentertainment.com. That should be up by Monday. And I'll make sure that the websites are there. We're going to talk about some of the videos. I'll make sure that gets put up there. A lot of our people download the show on iTunes, and so we find that a lot of people will get excited and have questions later. So if you do want to go and ask questions or make some comments, by Monday that'll be up. And if anything gets posted, I'll let Tom and his group know so that they can go over and respond. I know many of our listeners love to check out the author website. Like I said, I put that up on the live chat session. I'm going to give that to you as well. It's GertrudeandGrace.com and NullParadox.com. And I encourage you to check out both. There's just so much there. I know there's an actual community that is there. So for those people who love to, you just get this passion for something and you want to find like-minded people, this is a great opportunity to go and you get a little bit more kind of insider information and stuff up on that community, which I really love that. I love that that you have something, that you've kind of built in an opportunity not just to create relationships with your fans, but for them to kind of create relationships, amongst themselves. So, they can go there and just kind of post some stuff, and I think that's a great idea. Now, I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about, what came first, the music or the book, but I see that somebody has called in, and I want to go ahead and see if someone has a question, wants to talk to us. And hi, you're on readersentertainment.com here with Tom from Null Paradox. Who do I have here?
Hi, this is Christy.
Oh, hi, Christy. Thank you for calling in. So tell me, how do you know about Gertrude and Grace and Null Paradox and what makes you excited about this whole project?
Well, for me, it's kind of a funny the way that I came to know about Null Paradox. First off, I'm a huge fan of rock music, and a lot of my friends have come to know me as the one who's always turning them on to great new music before it breaks into the mainstream market. Null Paradox just happens to be one of those bands. They've just developed such a unique sound that doesn't really fit into any one specific genre, but if I had to call it, I'd say it's kind of a blend of Pink Floyd with psychedelic riffs with those haunting, soaring vocals reminiscent of Evanescence. So it's kind of goth, kind of progressive, and in looking at it online, at the music, that's kind of what led me to the book. And so I probably did it a different way than a lot of readers might. But that's where I first learned of Gertrude and Grace and the tie-in that they have, tying the book and the music and a live show all together.
So are you looking forward to, like, expanding your experience? And, are you planning on getting the book? Are you wanting to go to a live show? What are you hoping to get out of this whole storytelling experience?
Well, without a doubt, I want to experience it all. I mean, for me, just knowing it, for me, it's been a lot of years since I've really found a book that I can sit down with and really get into and reconnect with reading. A lot of what I've read up to this point, it's been a lot of technical books. I enjoy reading about story development, about character development, about reading about books by authors who've trained many other successful writers in the art of adaptation, that is, turning fact and fiction into film. So I'm probably going to be one of his most critical readers of this story because I will probably be kind of dissecting it as I go, but I'm really looking forward to diving into the book, learning more about these girls and what it is that makes them tick. I've already kind of invested emotionally in it prior to the release just by reading what they have available online, the teasers and such, seeing the videos that they've put out there, which if you haven't seen those on the Null Paradox YouTube channel, they're worth checking out. It'll really give you a good feel for not just the book, but also the music and the live show. Definitely excited to see everything that's coming out of this brand.
So, Christy, Tom is on here with us. Did you have any questions for him or anything that you'd like to say to him before you go?
Yeah, Tom, as a fan, I always look to social media to learn about authors and their thoughts behind the writings on a deeper level. And I have spent some time online interacting with you, and I just wanted to thank you for being so responsive. Whenever you have your live event, which I believe is coming up on the 11th, is that right?
I appreciate all the shout-outs. It sounds like we better do a good job so we don't let you down.
Okay, yeah, so the will you be posting any pictures or video of your upcoming book release event?
We will. We have a full crew that will be shooting the event on February 11th, and we'll put that together and post that on the Mel Paradox community.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I don't live near Detroit, so I get a lot of my information online.
Great. Well, thanks for being part of it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Christy, you're welcome to stay here while we chat. And if you have any questions, you can, or you know, if you want to go back and just listen. But I'm going to go ahead, and I have about an hour's worth of questions to fit into about 15 minutes. it's like, where do you start? There's just so many interesting aspects. But Tom, you know, I am wondering, you know, listening to Christy, which it's I find that so vastly interesting that she came to you through the music, and you know, and you have all this, you know, they call it transmedia, and it's a layer. There's so many different layers of media that feed into the story, that feed into the characters, that feed into the experience, you know, for the reader or the listener. It does make me wonder which came first, the music or the book, or you know, how did you build this landscape of experiences?
Yeah, it's Sheila. I started it from the book's perspective. It was always a story from day one, and what had happened is because my interest in both music and in writing, pretty quickly after that, I realized that, you know, it'd be a lot of fun to add in music, which was and always will be an enormous part of my life. So to answer your question, it definitely started with the book, but probably within a couple of months, it kind of became obvious that it'd be fun to do a musical portion of it. And then from there, it morphed into, I wonder what would happen if we did this live. And then it was a matter of finding the right people to be part of the project, and I was, you know, very, very fortunate to find a co-writer and artists who are part of the music portion of the project too, as well as our illustrator. So it's been a lot of fun working with everyone who's kind of scattered across the world.
That would be, yeah, that would be, because everybody brings kind of their own flavor, if you will, to something. You know, it's just like, you know, cooking up a great meal. Everybody brings something really cool to the table, and that is a memorable event. It really is, and you have got that. It's like this perfect storm that, you know, I listen to the music, and it's like you know, like with Christy was saying, you know, that a lot of people turn to her for what's coming. I listened to that, and that's what I felt. It's like, okay, yeah, this is a band that's going places. And then it's like, oh, and there's a book, and oh, look at these illustrations. It's like you get all these things just coming at you. It was so exciting to see this project. Now, tell us about the music. You know, there are lyrics in the book, right?
Yeah, there's snippets of lyrics that we have in all areas of the book, and they really open each chapter. There's 11 chapters. And then for the full lyrics, we have those available on our website on nilparadox.com as well. But the key thing is – sure.
Oh, no, go ahead, because I'm going to lead us into a little snippet, but I want you to go ahead and finish before I do that.
Sure. The key thing that we did was there's 11 chapters in the book, and then on our CD, or if you download the individual songs from iTunes, it really, every song has the exact same title as the book, and it's really adding to the story overall. And then we take that one step further with the music, that we have scenes in the music that add up to each one of the 11 songs and 11 chapters in the book.
So, you know, with everybody talking about the music, and we're going to, you know, I want to play a little snippet of the music, because it is phenomenal. I really, really love this music, and I think that it's going to intrigue a lot of people, the music. And then we're going to circle back around and talk a little bit more about the book. So let me just cue this up for a moment and make sure I don't blast our ears out. Give me just a moment, and let's listen. This is Null Paradox, Orange and Purple. paradox. When Chrissy was describing the music to us, as soon as she said it, it was like, oh, that was a great. I thought that was a great description of the sound. I mean, it's your own sound, but it feels familiar too. You know, so I'm definitely a fan of the music. So we have a book. Music and you also have a couple of the book trailers out that Chrissy had referred to, and there's some other videos. I know you're going to do some video at your event, so we have a visual component. So we've listened to the music. Music's fantastic. It's bringing a lot of people in to find the book, to know there's this story, but then you also have this visual component as well. So tell us about the videos and what kind of videos that you have on your YouTube.
Sure. I mean, the visual portion of it, and Rachel Kuntz, who's the co-author on the book, she and I are both very film-based visual people. So from day one, when we started writing together, we thought, you know, we really laid out the book as a film, and we thought, okay, well, how can we make a short snippet of the book, which turned out to be the first video that we did with Valentine's Day, which is the second chapter in the book, and how can we really make that into just a mini film? And we talked with several people, and we really created the video as kind of a darker cartoon explaining the background of Gertrude and Grace and their relationship, and giving a little glimpse into some of the interesting personality characteristics of especially Gertrude, which have kind of steered her life at this point.
And what's the URL for your if people want to go find you on YouTube, how can they find you there?
I'm sure if you just go to YouTube and type in Mel Paradox, it'll come up with our YouTube site, and also the official if you just want to go and type in the URL directly, it's Mel Paradox Video.
Perfect. Okay. And I know that you have some links to a lot of your social media, which we're going to talk about your social media aspect too before I let you go. I know that's on your website as well. So, you've got the fan community, you've got your social media. You know, I signed up for the community and found so much great material in there. So, you know, you were at Peter Gabriel's studio, is that right?
We were. Tremendous experience. Robin, our lead singer, who's actually just here with me, and Rachel Matz. So we have two Rachels in the project, along with Patrick Phillips, our producer, and Tim Oliver, our mastering engineer. We were there at Pure Gabriel Studio in just about an hour and a half outside of London. And just a fantastic group of people. The facility is everything you could imagine, and we had a great time there. We were there for 3 weeks and to finish up the CD.
That is so exciting. I'm a big Peter Gabriel fan, so that is totally exciting. Now, you mentioned your co-author. Tell us about your co-author and how did the two of you co-write Gertrude and Grace? Did you take turns? Somebody wrote the initial and somebody went back and wrote it? How did that work?
It was really an interesting situation because it originally was set up that I was looking for an editor for Gertrude and Grace, and a friend of ours had read something that Rachel Kuntz, the co-author, had written when she was at Northwestern University, just north of Chicago. And I thought, oh, it's some tremendous writing she had forwarded to me. And turns out she had an editing company, so we just corresponded through email and said, okay, you know, let's set up just a traditional author and editing relationship. And then because Detroit and Chicago are so close together, we kind of just started commuting back and forth between Detroit and Chicago for really writing sessions. And after about a year, we both just kind of came to the realization that we're really just a great writing team. I mean, we became very, very good friends. And we basically blurted out at the same time and said, you know, let's just do this as co-authors, and we'll just have to go find another editor. And so we used everything from Google Drive and documents to send versions back and forth. And then when we got stuck, I mean, there'd be chapters that we'd think, okay, this needs some work. We'd just sit down and virtually or in person say, you know, why don't you tackle this and we'll see what comes out of it. So it was just kind of a very, I'd say, unplanned in the sense of who did what, but, you know, we definitely had a script that we were following, kind of movie scenes chapter by chapter, and we just worked it out together, and it definitely evolved over the last couple of years and has helped us now planning for the second book, that all the mistakes that we made in trying to work out that process, I think we've got through the majority of it. And we're looking forward. She's flying in for the event on February 11th. She'll be here on Saturday in Detroit, and we're looking forward to really taking off on the second book.
That's exciting. So you've got, so now we've got the book, and we have the music, and we have those videos. And in addition to the videos for visuals, there's some absolutely stunning artwork. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Ana Cruz, who's one of our partners in Portugal, she's just an amazing, another person that was very just lucky on my part to have met virtually. With some of the artwork that she's done over the last couple of years. And in the time that we've worked together, our relationship has become one where we're across the Atlantic Ocean from each other, but I think we can read each other's minds because she just started describing something at this point. And the next thing I know, I have a sketch of what is sitting in my head. So she's just a fantastic photographer and illustrator. And also, outside of this project, she's really made a name for herself. She had her art exhibited recently in Manhattan, and I can't say enough good stuff about her because she's just an incredible artist.
It's so evident, too. I looked at that, and I thought, where did this is, it's beautiful. I mean, I would frame that. Yeah. It's just this gorgeous art. So, I mean, you've got, like I said, I called her Perfect Storm. Truly, it's like you have this amazing, these amazing people that you've surrounded yourself with, that the you know, from your co-author to your bandmates to your producer, the artist. I mean, this is so exciting. It's really exciting. And, we're actually getting close to the end of the show, and I knew I would have more questions than I would have time, but I would really love for you to tell us a little bit about what's going to happen on February 11th.
Yeah, we're very much looking forward to it. We're actually, the band is in the process of rehearsing tonight, one of our last couple of rehearsals, and it's an interactive show where we have narrators, circus actors, the band, of course, on stage with Robin and Rachel Matz singing. And it's just going to be an amazing show where we really flesh out the book and the music by playing versions of the music live, along with a great interactive show that includes the audience member participation. And it's one of those things that's almost one of my favorite shows is in Las Vegas, the original Cirque du Soleil show. And we've really modeled ourselves in the sense of let's make a show that's really exciting, but also interactive. So you're sitting there kind of outside of the show, but you're actually part of the show.
Oh, I love that. And people can still get tickets, right?
Yes, there are still tickets available. They're available through Ticketmaster and at the venue box office as well.
you know, I'm going to try and get this. I'm going to get this posted, the podcast and the blog up. I'll get it done by tomorrow. I really would love people to have an opportunity to see this, and if they're in the area, to pick up some tickets. And I can't wait to see. I know you're going to do some video of it. I'm so interested. I would love to have you come back. You know, sometime between when you're done with your live events and before maybe around the time you finish the second book, I'd love to have you come back. I think this is an extraordinary journey to see this kind of unfold with the trilogy and with all the things you're putting behind it and all the people that you've surrounded yourself with. I can't wait to find out how this kind of unfurls and see what people are talking about and see how it develops. So definitely would love to have you come back. And thank you so much for finding the time to, I know you're super busy getting ready for this event. You've got so much going on. So I really appreciate that you took the time to be on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Sheila, and especially for your kind words. I mean, it's always gratifying to hear that, you know, and it's really, you know, I think the project really encompasses the fact that I've been really lucky to work with just amazing artists, everything from Robin and Rachel, our singers, to Rachel Kuntz, our author, and Anna Cruz. I mean, they're all fantastic, and I'd love to come back and bring the rest of the crew with us. I mean, their story for this project is much more interesting than mine, so I think they'd be able to tell it much better than I can.
Oh, we'd love it. We'd do a special hour show because obviously we could easily fit an hour just talking about this whole project.
Good.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. Don't forget, I'm going to get that blog up. I'm going to stay up late tonight. I'm going to get that blog out. I'll make sure that gets out to you, readersentertainment.com, and I'll put some links up and let you know where that show is going to be and where you can get some tickets and all of that. Stop by and leave a comment about tonight's show. I'm Sheila English, your host, and happy reading, everybody.